Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Nice to have you aboard with us today, everyone. As we now move into the guest portion of the show and start it off with this B block, we're going to take you to the Caribbean for a discussion on travel there. But first, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
And whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or maybe domestic, we say do it with TravelGuard.com/Carrie because you just never know if you're going to need it.
No, you certainly do not. You know, folks, packing a Travel Guard insurance plan is simply a smart thing to do as it covers so many things that could impact your travels. And I'm talking about things like lost or delayed baggage, trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, prescription replacement, translation services, roadside assistance, you've got work-related cancellations, maybe it's medical expenses and evacuations, passport or ticket replacement. The biggest part is you're going to have someone available to you 24/7 and a lot more. Go get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carrie or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, as Robert said at the rejoin, we're heading straight to that show hotline. For the first time today, we're in an island mood, as joining us to talk Caribbean travel is the Secretary General and CEO of the Caribbean Tourism Organization, Donna Regis Prosper.
Donna, good morning. Welcome to America's Number One Travel Radio Show.
Good morning. Good morning. It's so wonderful to be here.
Well, very nice to have you with us today. So first off, it is nice to be connecting with you to talk Caribbean travel and tourism. We also want to congratulate you on taking on this role as Secretary General and CEO, as just joined officially back on September 1st. So you're now leading the tourism of 25 member countries. I would love to know what attracted you to the position, Donna, and what are some of the early initiatives that have your focus right now?
Well, thank you. Thank you for that question. And, you know, it is my favorite topic to talk about, travel and tourism in the Caribbean. I consider myself a regional person. I was born in St. Lucia, lived in Trinidad, lived in the British Virgin Islands, lived in Jamaica, Antigua, and now Barbados. So, and this is home to me. You know, when I speak about the Caribbean, I do speak from the depths of my heart. And it's an area that I love. And, you know, when you ask me what attracted me to the job, the Caribbean region is the most dependent region in the entire world on tourism. And so it's our bread and butter. And I found that this was the best way to have made a contribution to this region that I love so much. And my background in terms of tourism, I've been in the tourism space for over 22 years. And I found it to be a natural fit, and it checked a lot of boxes in terms of my professional ambitions as well as my personal ambitions.
All right. Well, congratulations. It's nice to have you here with us today. So, Donna, since the show is being transmitted via satellite to over 535 radio stations across the U.S. today, a good number of our show fans tuned in may not know that November is Caribbean Tourism Month, and we're 11 days into November. So I'd love for you to share what this month is designed to do for tourism to the area and what are maybe a couple of activities that you're involved with.
Okay, well, wonderful. It is November is Tourism Month, and the theme for this year that we have built on the international theme for tourism, which is for the Caribbean, our theme is investing in our people, protecting our planet, and prosperity for all. And, you know, this in itself says it all. At the CTO, people investment is really important. We just had our conference in Nevis, our HR conference in Nevis, where we had over 100 participants from across the Caribbean, where we trained them on several areas. And it went beyond training HR managers to ensuring that persons who are front-facing as well as the back of the house also got training in human development. And protecting our planet, I said earlier this is the most tourism-dependent region in the world. It is also a very fragile region, so everything that we do, we have to be very sustainable, and we have to learn how to build resiliency as we move forward in developing our product. And with that, when you combine protecting our planet and also investing in our people, we get into areas where we create a platform for prosperity for all of us in this tourism space in terms of the economic contribution of tourism to the Caribbean. So that is our focus areas. We have 25 members, and every day we dedicate to highlighting and showcasing each of our members, as well as showcasing the work of the Caribbean Tourism Organization.
Well, let's talk a little bit further. You know, I want to talk about the airlift in and out of the area. You know, certainly for any island nation or territory, having good air service is important, since air travel is key to driving travel to the area. What are your thoughts right now on the level of service being offered by the top U.S. carriers, right? I mean, we could talk about all carriers out there, but since we're a U.S.-based show, we'll focus on that. So I'm talking United, Southwest, JetBlue, Delta, American. I saw Spirit is adding some flights to St. Martin from Fort Lauderdale, so I'll throw them in as well. Mm-hmm. Are you happy with the level of flight options, or what are you and your team doing to add more airlift?
Well, airlift is very important, as you could imagine, to travel and tourism into the Caribbean, and I'm happy to say that we've seen a lot of the lift coming back. And it really drives demand to the region. Several of our destinations have recently launched new flights, new services out of the U.S. markets. And Kitts, for instance, just launched a service via JetBlue directly from New York. So we're moving into the right direction. But definitely, if we have to see travel and tourism growing in the Caribbean, it is linked to the growth of airlift. And we have some wonderful partners in the space that we've been engaged with. I just attended World Roots in Istanbul, Turkey, and I had several meetings with several of our carriers, North American carriers as well as worldwide carriers. And these meetings are very promising. I left those meetings with a lot of hope for the region. Mm-hmm. And also, this is definitely driven by what we do in the destination, the way we develop our product. And by product, I also mean people. So everything comes together hand in hand. As we grow our product, we increase demand, and also thereafter we increase airlift as well. So I'm very hopeful going forward that we will see increased lift into the region, and it's definitely moving into the right direction.
Okay, that's good news.
So let's go from airlift to cruising. Your most recent position, you were general manager of the Antigua Cruise Port, so I do want to talk about the cruise sector. It's a really important sector in the Caribbean, and some travelers, quite frankly, may experience one of the islands for the first time as part of a cruise. So have you seen a strong return to cruises post-pandemic, and how much of your travel and tourism do they represent?
So definitely cruises is very strong. The projections for cruise into the Caribbean is that all of the islands are moving in the right direction. They're showing increased levels, pre-pandemic levels. The projection is that we may have over 30 million passengers by the end of the year, this year. And the cruise industry is a very important segment of the travel and tourism industry. It's new, and there's a lot of potential. And very often we think of cruise as, you know, persons coming to a destination for one day. But as you said, Mary, it is a day that we have an opportunity to showcase the destination. And there are real possibilities and examples where you could convert a cruise ship passenger into a stayover passenger. And even as a cruise ship passenger, the economic impact on the destination is significant. You have many people who benefit from the cruise sector, including taxi drivers, tour operators, vendors. And it's also an opportunity for Caribbean business owners to become entrepreneurs, both at a very young stage. I've personally in my career met persons who started off at a very early stage in their career and build their business thereafter. So there are lots of potentials as it relates to the growth of travel and tourism.
Well, that's good to hear that.
And if looking at the cruise sector.
So back on our August 5th live broadcast, Sandals Resorts International CEO Gebhard Rayner, he was on the show with us, and certainly his company has a sizable footprint and operations across the Caribbean area. All-inclusive resorts have certainly gained a popularity with travelers. They cater to all types of travelers. But I want to know, what is the biggest area of growth right now that you're seeing there for the hotels and resorts area? Is it all the all-inclusive category? Is it the upscale and luxury sector? Maybe it's renovations and new builds for properties affiliated with name brand hotel operators.
Well, you know, we are a region that with over 30 destinations, so we see different trends in different destinations. So definitely we see a significant trend towards the luxury market, because the Caribbean has traditionally positioned itself as a luxury destination. Mm-hmm. But within the Caribbean space, you have destinations that offer different products. And that is what makes us so wonderful in the Caribbean. There's something for everybody. if you're looking for luxurious experience, exclusive, intimate experience, there are destinations that could provide you with that. If you're looking for an all-inclusive experience, there are destinations that could provide you with that. But we are seeing significant interest in the leisure market. We've seen significant interest in the new trend in leisure market where right. you have persons
well,
coming.
Who wouldn't want, I mean, Donna, that's a great opportunity. Who wouldn't want that? Well, listen, I have
it's
to say,
a great opportunity.
Yeah. It is, absolutely. I want to thank you very much. It goes by quickly on the show, but we really appreciate the opportunity to meet you electronically today. Hopefully we'll do it in person at some point. We definitely look forward to the next conversation. So don't be a stranger, and we hope you enjoy the weekend. Thanks for the conversation today.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you, Donna. Take care.
All right, Mary, there goes Donna.
And I'm sitting here in the cold Northeast talking to her. I don't know why we're not in the Caribbean.
Good for her. She's clearly got a vision, and look forward to future conversations with her. Right now, as Mary and I step aside for some important sponsor messages, we'd enjoy hearing about your favorite places to travel in the Caribbean. You can share them with us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. There are still 90 minutes to go on this November 11th live broadcast, and we'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.